We are joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier Matt Smith. Matt, you ran a 6.801 at 198.93 miles per hour. You are the defending world champion, and you're also the defending champion here in St. Louis as going number one and going as the winner last year. How's your confidence for tomorrow?
Our confidence is really, really big. We come into this race knowing that this is one of our better tracks, and we put our good motor in, and we just missed it yesterday evening, and so today we got it, and in Q4 we broke a transmission out there in third gear, and I just shut it off. So everything's fine. We'll put a new trainee in it, and we'll be ready to go four rounds at the bar.
As the current champion, you obviously know how important round wins are tomorrow, and how important is, as you know, you won last year, how important is tomorrow for racing?
Tomorrow's important. We need to win the race. We were 23 points out coming in this race. I don't know where we stand right now. I think we get closed that up because Jerry didn't get a lot of qualifying points. But, you know, our goal is tomorrow is to go four rounds, turn four wind lights on, and, you know, as long as we go semifinals or finals, we'll still stay in the hunt. You know, you just can't have no first round losses in the countdown or it kills you.
Right.
What is it about this track that you like?
I don't know. You know, ever since I came here in 07, I've always been successful. You know, even in 06 when I was with George Bryce, I was successful here. Just, you know, really love this place. And, you know, the addition of the go-kart track over there, I really love it because I love to ride go-karts. And it makes it easy, you know, for us to just, we don't have to leave the compound. We just go over there and go racing tonight. So, but, you know, I just really like this place. Chris Blair does a great job with it, and proud to, I'd say this would be my second home track, if I could call it that.
Got to be something here that, confidence-wise, that you like about it. There's something there that...
It's just, I think me and my dad have won here before together. It's just, it's a good track. It's a lot of bite. You can really get after it, you know, when at times. And, you know, the air was a little bit worse yesterday. It was a little bit better today, but track always has a lot of bite. We just got after today, and it's up.
He's number one as well.
He's number one, too. So Smith's qualified number one in both of them, and teammate Eric Ennis qualified number one, too. So it's a pretty proud moment for us.
So, Matt, you've been fighting a bog, and it sounds like you've got it exercised, hopefully for good. Where did you find the solution?
It's not that we've been really fighting the bog. It's just we've been fighting 60-foot. You know, it just... Everything we've done would not react to what we've been doing. And finally, Q2 yesterday, I got aggressive. I said, screw it, I'm going to try something that I'm going out of my comfort zone. And it worked. We picked up 360, and of course, training that time messed up. So hopefully we can get this training problem fixed. And we went out today, and it was number two in 60 foot, and went to the top all across the board. So if we get that fixed, we'll be fine. We'll be fine for tomorrow and turn four wind lights on. That's the goal.
I haven't been to the pits really at all this race. I've been doing a lot of posting, shooting on track, and it's... What's the mood like over at the black and silver and orange trailer?
Well, you know,